SBS
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 SBS Radio.
Brigadier Bill Sowry, welcome to SBS Radio.
Thanks, Manpreet. Great to be back again.
Yes, the Tour de France has ended. Does that mean your Puff Challenge has ended as well?
Well, the physical part of the Puff Challenge has. I finished my 15,000th push-up on Sunday, out of my $14,000 target, I'm sitting at about $11,300, I think, raised. So I'm still pushing a little bit online to get to the target, but thankfully the physical bit is over.
But let's not underestimate how much you've raised, $11,300 Australian. What would that do for the Fred Hollows Foundation?
Well, I got some nice feedback from the Fred Hollows Foundation the other day, and when I hit the $10,000 mark, which was suggesting that that's enough for an entire outreach clinic in Nepal. So that would reach many hundreds of people over the course of months as they conducted the outreach clinic. So I think, and if I stripped it back to $25 per treatment, there's about 450 treatments in the amount of money that we've raised here, and that's a lot of people with their eyesight back.
That's very, very commendable. But coming back to the physical part of the challenge, how did you actually finish those 15,000 push-ups? How many did you do in a day?
Well, I was averaging about 750 a day on the days that I did push-ups. There were two rest days in the 23 days. So, well, yeah, I just did it in a block of about an hour and 15 minutes, depending on the biggest day was 1,000. Just did it in a block and sort of generally finished on a bit of a whimper, really, by the end of it. I was getting pretty tired.
You had some very high-profile fans, actually, who came across and helped you count. Obviously, you can't count yourself, Bill. But I saw some videos of very high-profile people. So tell me, what were the highlights for you in the people who came and watched you do the push-ups?
Well, obviously, the first person who gave me a big push was the Governor-General, General Sir Peter Cosgrove. And then I was lucky enough in the middle of the election count to have the Australian Electoral Commissioner, Tom Rogers. And fortunately, that wasn't a recount. I didn't have to redo my push-ups.
You were lucky.
I was very lucky. And then the former Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, and his wife, Margie, also counted for me, and then I finished on Friday with the Acting Chief of the Army, General Gus McLaughlin, doing some push-up counting for me and getting the cause out. And, of course, for each time they counted, they sent a great message of support to the Fred Hollows Foundation, and just to sort of broaden awareness of what Fred Hollows does and where the money I raise will go to.
Yes, and I did see some vision of you, not just inside a gym, but outside, sometimes in the rain, even in the snow.
Yeah, well, during the school holidays, I did have a week in the snow, and notwithstanding me wanting to go skiing all day, I had to get up at 6 a.m. in the morning to do, I think that week it was 800, 800, 600, 500, 600, just before I went skiing. So, yes, and occasionally, just to get the imagery, I did 50 push-ups in the snow in all ski gear, which I probably wouldn't do a second time around, I don't think.
I was just going to say, you made it look like so much fun. It almost seemed like you were enjoying it, Bill.
Oh, look, I do enjoy it. My children enjoy making the video clips and cutting them together so that we've got something to put on YouTube, and just to keep people interested in what the cause. Yeah. You know, I am passionate about the cause itself. I think it's a wonderful thing to be able to give the gift of eyesight back to people who, you know, don't need to be blind. You know, 4 out of 5 people in the developing world don't need to be blind. That are blind, you know, it is curable, whether it's cataracts or trachoma or diabetes based. It can all be treated, and they can all get their eyesight back. So I think it's a wonderful cause, and you know, that's why I've been so passionate about it.
And it's wonderful to see that passion shining through, and it's been wonderful knowing how much effort you've put in just to get this Puff Challenge to fruition. So dare I say, there's another one coming up in the near future?
I'll have to talk to my wife about that one.
You're probably quarantined now. You can't do it anymore.
For a little bit.
I think it's highly commendable what you've done, Bill. Congratulations on completing the challenge, on doing more push-ups than what you set out to. I remember it was meant to be 14,000. You've ended up doing 15, and you've raised more than 11,000 Australian dollars already, which is a fabulous outcome by any yardstick. So congratulations on a job really well done.
Thank you, Manpreet. And once again, thanks for all the support that SBS Punjabi give me in trying to get the message out there about the great cause. And of course, you know, the great help that you've given me. It really has been appreciated. Thank you.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.